Well, good Monday afternoon. You're listening once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH, Marion's Talking Place. And in the studio today is Diane Watson with the Marion Public Library. Diane, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back on this rainy Monday afternoon.
Yes, it is rainy.
It's just one of those good time to find a book and find a corner.
And that's why you're here.
Exactly. We have lots of those
exactly.
at the library.
Yes, you do. So let's turn another page and talk about books.
Yes. Well, how about all the different programs and things that we do at the library? I always want to remind people that the library is online 24/7. We do have a physical building. We have a couple of physical buildings because, of course, you got the branches. But our physical building is not everything that we have. There's thousands of books and stuff in our physical building. But online, there is also 24/7 where you can check out books, electronic books, e-books, even audiobooks, and in some cases also streaming TV, because we have two different apps that you can go to. One is RB Digital, mm-hmm. and the other one is Libby. And if you download them on your digital device, whether it's your tablet or your smartphone or mm-hmm. or whatever, you can go through your library card with these two apps and download all sorts of different things from a digital library.
Okay.
So your library card is bigger than just the physical plant that, you know, you can go in and check out a book. So we have all sorts of things that you can search and look through. And then, you know, there is one of them that has a streaming option of video, meaning online movies. So you have to have your library card, though. So if you don't have a library card, the best way to do it is go to our website, marionlibrary.org, and then search for Apple. Or actually, there's a little button up there that says application or want a library card, and you'll click on that. You'll print it off, and you will fill it out and bring it into the library. We don't have a means where you can get a library card online. Some of the bigger ones, you know, like Toledo's, Cleveland's and stuff, you can apply online, and then they'll send you a card, and then you have cards for, you know, different libraries throughout the state of Ohio. Ours is not that way. You have to physically come in and fill out the application, and they will put you into the computer, and then they'll take a picture of you mm-hmm. because we don't want somebody else using your card.
Sure.
So when you're issued a card, you'll get your photo taken, and you'll be able to then use that card 24/7 when you go home, and you have some of these apps. You can download different books, e-magazines. I especially love going to looking at the digital magazines and like ESPN or Better Homes and Garden, those types of things. You got all sorts of magazines in both of the apps to be able to look through. So that gives you a little bit. You got e-books, audiobooks, magazines, and even streaming video that are available 24/7 in your digital library. Again, that's marionlibrary.org.
Okay. And you should be able to go. What were the names of those apps again?
RB, meaning rabbit, baby, digital.
Okay.
RB Digital. And okay. If you go to your app store, you'll be able to find these. Download them for free. And then Libby, Libby. Like I said, you can go to your app store and download them, and it's actually very easy.
And you have to have a library card to download them, though, you're saying?
No, you don't to have a library card to download them, but you do have to have a library card if you want to access some of the stuff that is available through the apps.
Okay, so do you Do you scan your card to
use it? No, you don't scan it. You all have a number on your card.
Okay, use your number.
You'll put that in
okay.
there, and then it'll ask for your PIN okay. number and probably an email address and all of that good stuff.
I'm a little technologically challenged sometimes, so
that's
I had
okay.
to ask.
That's okay. And then, of course, if you really want to go into the library, we have all sorts of books, magazines, you know, DVDs, Blu-rays available for physically and audiobooks that you can physically check out from the library. You can browse and browse and browse and
just like the good old days.
Just like the good old days, yeah. And get lost in the stacks.
And I always like the smell of a library too. Yeah. You know,
Well, there's people that really do like that physical book in
sure.
their hand to be able to turn the pages. And,
I prefer that myself.
Yes, I do.
I can see the convenience of doing it online or on your phone, but I prefer a book in my hand.
Yeah, and I have done audiobooks and a couple of them, and it's usually when we're traveling or something, and you can get the CDs and or DVDs or, mm-hmm. and stick them in, CDs and stick them in and listen as you travel.
Sure.
I've done some where you download it on your phone and you listen to it, you know, like before I go to bed at night, I listen to a chapter or two and it pretty much put me to sleep. And then I have to remember, what did I hear last?
I would highly recommend not reading while you're driving.
So having
a download, having a CD, you
yes.
know, or whatever, that's
yes.
probably a good
yes.
thing, yes.
And most cars, of the newer cars now, are the ones where you, if you put something on your phone and you plug it in, then
Bluetooth.
You can listen to it as well mm-hmm. As a download, or do the physical checkout and do the CDs. Because there are a lot of them in the library that you can do that to. But some of the other things that we have at the library, we have a huge amount of programs that are going on.
Okay.
And since we're coming up on the cusp of September,
sure.
our September newsletter is about to get ready to go to print. And we have a full page of programs that I'm just going to scan through and tell you about. First of all, we are at that point where Labor Day is when we start the Sunday hours again. So it won't be the Labor Day weekend. It'll be the following weekend.
Okay.
Which is, I should have pulled that up.
Third, fourth, something right around there.
My phone is like...
It's right after the Popcorn Festival.
Yes. So... Labor Day weekend is the second, so September 8th will be our first Sunday
okay.
back.
Okay.
And it will be 1 to 4. We'll be open. That'll be our first Sunday, and it'll go from Labor Day, meaning, you know, the week after Labor Day, to Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, okay.
Most people will sort of get it twisted around, like, you mean Memorial Day to Labor Day? No, Labor Day to Memorial Day. We're open on Sundays.
And I would presume part of that is people being back in school. And,
exactly.
And the convenience of using the library on the weekends.
You are correct. Mm-hmm. You are correct. We are open on Saturdays, and Saturdays is from 9 to 4, but we close on Sundays in the summer because, you know, it's just... not something that most people are doing if it's a really nice day. They're traveling or they're going to the pool or they're going to museums and library is lower on the list.
Yes, it is.
Not that some people wouldn't visit us. I'm sure that they would, but it's not one of those top on the list of things to do on a summer afternoon. So that is one. But that being said, we are closed September 2nd, which is a Monday, mm-hmm. that's Labor Day. Mm-hmm. So the library will be closed that day for everybody to enjoy it before we get back into the big swing of here we are, we're back in school, and everybody on and on and on. We are pleased to announce that we have the music time on Wednesdays that is back on our list of things to do. We worked with United Way, and they gave us a grant to continue the Music Time program throughout the year. There's going to be some breaks and stuff as it goes along, but primarily we're looking at maybe 5 or 6 weeks at a time. We'll have music time on Wednesdays, and it will be, we're adding a music time. Actually, we're adding two. When we did it before, we did 9:30 and 10:30 on Wednesdays, and now okay. we're going to have 9:30, 10:30, and 12:30.
Okay.
So they last for a good half hour, and then you know, there's sort of a little bit of a break between, and then it comes back for another one. So 9:30, 10:30, and 12:30, and then on once a month on a Wednesday evening. And in this case, it will be September 18th. There will be a 6:30. So we added the 12:30 and that once a month 6:30.
What's the age group on this? What's the same now?
What we're looking for, it could be any age, especially the evening time one. It could be a family one where you come. We're looking for the babies and toddlers and up through, you know. Actually, we've had kids that are in their, you know, kindergarten and that. We're looking for those kids that maybe need it developmentally, whether mm-hmm. that is delayed developmentally, mm-hmm. Because we know that music is a stimulus for learning, and
okay, yes.
you know, and you know that mm-hmm. from your other jobs. So that's what we're looking for, is to open it up to people that. Believe that this could be something that will help their child.
Now, if you bring your child, what will they experience? What happens there when they get there?
Chris has different songs that she will share with the group. And then, of course, she has hand play mm-hmm. that, you know, because kids need to learn how to cross their arms or do certain things that it is developmentally good for their
sure,
body
sure.
and their minds. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's physical activity that gets them moving and jiving and all of that. And then at some point, she will introduce some instruments. And then there's also like the parachute where, you know, everybody's running around underneath it. But it's that stimulus that mm-hmm. that engages the child. And that's what we're looking for.
Okay.
One of the, this one's really getting a lot of play on Facebook. September 9th at 7:00, we have Ohio's only native fruit, the pawpaw. James Anderson is going to come and talk to us about the pawpaw. He is hoping at that time that he can bring some ripened fruit.
Yeah, that's
because it's about the time of year for it.
And he's very knowledgeable.
He's got his eye on a few of them out there.
Sure.
And he's got a friend that has a tree. So he is looking to talk to us about Ohio's, he's calling it Ohio's only native fruit.
Have you ever tried a pawpaw?
I have.
They're very sweet from what I remember.
Yes. And I believe that if I remember, it was a little more banana-y to
yes,
me.
Yes, I think you're right, yes.
And that could be because of the ripeness. But mm-hmm. Like I said, this program on our Facebook page is getting a lot of play. So we're hoping that we aren't too packed. But, you know, of course, if you're curious about the pawpaw, then come see James Anderson on September 7th at, or I'm sorry, September 9th at 7.
And that'll be at the main library.
At our library, yes. Books in Focus, September 10th at 2:00, Books in Focus. This is a preview of new releases that are coming out. We have a few people from our staff that will pick up a few of the new releases, and then the program lasts about an hour, and it reviews a good 20 or 30 books that are coming out, and whether it's fiction, nonfiction, you know, in different genres, and they do a great job of that. We're hoping to start videotaping those or Facebook Live-ing it, that type of thing, so that we can sort of spread the wealth of
sure.
of knowledge.
Sure.
Because it's you would not believe how many books come in on a regular basis, and then of course, you know, the new ones that you might be interested in reading.
Now,
that,
people know ahead of time what books they're going
to
hear
about. We have a sheet
or
that you can pick up, and it sort of it gives you a rundown of the books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is September 10th. And then on September 10th, again, at 3:15, we have a teen galaxy painting or paint pour. So if you've heard of the famous paint pours where you take like three different paints and you pour it and you're like, they've actually really come out pretty well. We've had a number of paint pour programs at the library. But this one is specifically for the teens. And we are trying to be really strict about that because some people think, well, I'm older than a teen. I can come to a paint pour program. No, this is strictly for the teens. Okay. And it is, that's sort of why it's at 3:15. So when the teens get out of school, they have
very
a place
convenient.
To come.
Sure.
And what they're doing this time is they're upcycling vinyl records and doing a paint pour on it. And then, of course, they've got something to put on their walls in their bedroom when they get them at home. Another one on September 10th, and this could walk you through those apps that I was talking about earlier. September 10th at 6:30, if you're inclined to say, okay, it's about time I get into the 21st century and, and put my apps on my phone or my tablet and start using the library, this one is for you. At 6:30 p.m., and I will say the registration is not required, but it is recommended. Mm-hmm. You'll learn how to access ebooks, audiobooks, and magazines with just a few taps from your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Now, you do have to have a library card, and we would recommend that you have that before you get to this program.
Okay.
Because we don't want to take time out of the program.
Sure.
It gives you the full hour and a half. Because the library closes at 8 and this starts at 6:30, gives you the full hour and a half to sit there with somebody that will walk you through the process of getting the app on there and accessing it with your library card. So come a little earlier if you don't have a library card and get it at the front desk and know what your password or your PIN number is. That's the other thing. Know what your PIN number is, because once you start putting these things into the apps, we don't know what your PIN number
okay.
is. You'll have to know what that is.
So I would just have to show up with my phone and my library card, and I'm all set, right?
You should be. You should be. If you know how to, if you've gone online to, let's say, marionlibrary.org, and you've reserved a book, you are pretty good, because you'll be able to then transfer that into. Boy, you do have an old one. You as you hold it up there, that's our old logo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But that's okay. That's okay.
But it's still usable?
It's still usable.
I would probably just need to update this old
yes.
card.
If you haven't been to the library in a couple of years, it will need to be updated, though, because the information, there's sort of a tag on it that will say, okay, it's time to update your card, meaning ask this guy if he's trying to check something out, if you know his address is correct, his
right.
phone number is correct.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then, of course, many times they'll ask you if you want to take a new photo, too. It helps us. It helps you. Because if somebody steals your card and they come in and try to check out 20 things on your card
right.
and never give them back.
Exactly. Who's responsible?
So
yes.
that's why we want your photo.
Most certainly.
But the digital library workshop is for those people that, you know, really want to start accessing their library through the apps and stuff that we have. And you'll be walked through the process. We're really good. We have a couple of really good people that know how to. This is what you do. This is what you do. This is what you do.
What was the date for that again?
That one is September 10th at 6:30.
Okay.
You're going to put it on your schedule?
Well, I'm looking to see September 10th will be on a Tuesday.
Yes, on
okay.
Tuesday.
Yes, I'm learning how to do things. See, I haven't quite come in the 21st century. If you go home and look at my refrigerator, all my notes are there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just learning to put them on this phone.
Yeah. Yeah, and I need to do a better job of doing it on there, too. I do have a physical calendar on my desk that I write a lot of things down,
mm-hmm.
and a pretty good memory yet. You know, like over the weekend, you're going, oh, what did I have on my calendar on Monday? And I pretty much remember, but, you know, there's going to come a point where it's like, you got to get it on the phone.
Yes.
Okay. September 11th and September 25th, we have here's another teen program. It's Teen Jobs 101, and this is going to walk teens through doing their resume and looking at applications and job searching. So that's a good one for the teens. That's September 11th.
Can I ask who does the training in that? Is it people from the library, or do you bring somebody in?
Well, we have had people from Job and Family Services, okay. But this is sort of a walkthrough. Here's how we're going to help you build a resume. And we can do that as members of the library. So on September 12th and the 26th at 6 p.m., we have, and this is for the teens and tweens, so it's about ages 11 through 18, Fellowship of the Geeks. So we're trying to appeal to those kids that, you know, I don't want to go to the library, or they don't have anything for me. And this is like-minded geeks and nerds will meet like every 2 weeks to find your tribe. From Star Wars to Star Trek talk, they're going to maybe do some card games and everything in between. Mm-hmm. So it's just finding a fellowship with friends and a space.
Ages on that again?
It was ages 11 to 18.
Okay.
So it's just finding, you know, your space in the library and your friends there and creating friends or gaining friends. Another one for the kids. Now, the next one, Teddy Bear Picnic at the Branches. And these are all going to be at 4:30 p.m. September 16th is at LaRue. September 23rd is at Prospect. September 30th is at Caledonia. And what we're asking kids to do, this is for the kids, bring your very best friend for a picnic. You know, your teddy bear or whatever very best friend you have. And there will be a picnic, music, crafts, and more for, and it'll be at the Branches. Somebody asked me today, he goes, how many programs do you have at the Branches? Usually each month we try to get something out at the Branches. Mm-hmm. So that's not a bad thing. We're trying to do a, I was telling you about Books in Focus, where you have a review of books for adults. We're going to do one for kids too. You know, some parents say, my kid sort of likes this, this, and this, and, mm-hmm. you know, how do I, what books should I pick? Well, this is going to give you an overview of what kids' books are available, and then you may start picking that out, or you may take your child to this program, and they may like some of the books that are suggested and say, yeah, I wouldn't mind reading that if it's a chapter book, or if it's a, you know, a younger kid book, and it just sort of gives you a review of kids' books, which is good classification.
So, now, by kids, do you mean like preschoolers or
well, they'll be elementary? They'll be elementary and younger.
Okay.
Yeah. Because elementary, you still get into some of the chapter books for kids.
Oh, that's true.
It gives
true.
You their, you know, what's their likes and dislikes, and parents may know that what they like. Okay, on September 19th at 6 o'clock, we have Bat Mask for Kids. You know, we're not quite into Halloween yet, but this is going to be put on by Rachel McCall, who's going to walk the kids through embellishing their bat mask. So there's a mask that's going to go across their face, but, you know, you'll be able to take it off and put it down, and then you get to embellish it, you know. Be creative, and she's going to have all of these different things that you can bejewel your little bat mask with.
Okay.
And I think kids will really get creative with that. So Shadows of the Night program, because we have a Shadows of the Night program coming up. So the Bat Mask for Kids is September 19th at 6. Mm-hmm. And then Bats Shadow of the Night program is September 28th at 10 a.m. And that'll be a Saturday program. So if you bedazzle your bat mask, you can wear it to the bat program coming up later in the month. So see how we did that? We put them both together.
This is like fun.
Yes. September 28th. 3rd at 6:30, we are doing a Celebrate Baby Fair, and this will be the Marion County or Marion Health Department has had this program at the library before, and it's a good partnership because what they do is they hand out baby boxes, baby sleeping boxes that are called safe sleeping boxes. You sort of go through a little bit of a online test that and informational learning, and then at the end you get a certificate that says, you know, you're allowed to take a baby box home because you understand the importance of it and you're educated on why it's important to put your baby in a box. And, you know, of course now they don't want you to put blankets all over or the fancy stuff in the bed.
I never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. These boxes are, it's almost like a file box, but they're decorated, and it's called Safe Sleeping.
Cardboard.
They're very cute. They're stylish. And the reason is that it's a safe box for them to sleep in. Don't sleep with mom. And, you know, and then they sort of walk you through the process of why this is important in your life. So along with that, though, the library has other vendors who will set up. We have, like, YMCA is there. Help Me Grow is there. And then the library is there with our Let's Read 20 program. So it gives you other vendors that you can walk around and learn why you know, engaging your baby at early ages in Let's Read 20's play. In Let's Read 20, it would be because we want you to start reading to your child. Help Me Grow has reasons that they want to get information out as well. So there will be a number of other vendors as well as the health department walking through the process of being able to take home a baby box. And this is geared toward those who are, you know, within a few months or pregnant and know that they're going to bring baby home and they don't have a bed for them to sleep in yet. And then maybe those that are new parents as well, that you can learn more information through the Marion Public Library by going to the library for this Celebrate Baby Fair. On September 24th at 6:30, we have a program. Dr. Van Kuren is going to, Dr. James Van Kuren is going to talk about the book he just wrote. It's World War II POW Camps in Ohio. So this could be a good one as well.
Oh, well, we have
It'll
one
be
of those
a
right
history
here.
One. Yeah.
In Marion.
Yes. And that's what this one will be. Talking about the one in Marion and the others in Ohio. So every once in a while we pull out one of these really interesting history programs that, and of course he's going to focus on the camp in Marion and firsthand accounts from soldiers, local residents, and POWs.
Well, that could be interesting. Yeah. When is that again, Diane?
This one is September 24th. It'll be at 6:30 at the library, at our main library. I told you about the teen acrylic pour, and on September 25th, at 6:30, we will have an acrylic pour for adults. This one is not for children. It's not for kids. This one is for adults. Now, that could be, you know, me, or it could be my mom, if that was the case. But
okay,
acrylic pour, and these will be on canvases. We have a lady that comes in and helps us walk people through the process of, usually, I think she comes with 3 or 4 different colors, and you get to pick them, and then you do the pour. And she tries to come up with different methods of for when you do the pour. So it should be interesting. And like I said, these are, they always produce a beautiful piece that is, well, it's hangable. I don't know that most people frame them, but they are frameable if you really wanted to. That is September 25th. September 26th, 6 p.m. This is one of our evening time pause for reading.
That's September 26th?
Yes, and okay. That is when we have Jake or Ruby will come in, a dog that is a therapy dog, that will come into the library, and you'll be able to, your kids will be able to sit down and read to Jake or Ruby. This is always fun to watch the kids because it's like unconditional listener. Mm-hmm. Jake is very good. He just puts his head down on his paws and, you know, the kids are just like, oh, this is so nice. I just want to read to you. I've been down taking photos of kids doing this, and it's like, I want to read another book. I want to read another book. And, you know, there's other kids waiting in line. So,
what a way to get kids interested in reading.
Yes.
Though. Yeah, that's
yes.
awesome.
Yes. And not feeling like anybody's judging you for what
sure.
you're reading. So, September 26th is a Teen D&D, Dungeons and Dragon 101. And this is another way for the teens to get together, mm-hmm. who are like-minded, and it just gives them an avenue if they've ever done it, or even if they haven't. We have somebody on staff that did it as a child and loves it and wants to teach teens how to do Dungeons and Dragons. So Kenny will be our dungeon master.
Okay.
And if you like the last one that he did, you know, bring a friend and join in on the fun. So September 26th, 6 p.m., Teen Dungeon and Dragon 101. And then I told you the Bats, Shadows of the Night. That's going to be a Saturday program mm-hmm. on September 28th at 10 o'clock in the morning. Ohio Nature Education returns with the activity-based program using live bats and study skins. Ooh. I don't know that I've ever seen a study skin of a bat, but
that could be interesting.
That could be.
Yeah.
The program includes test your bat IQ. How much do you know about bats? And interesting facts. So that is some of the many programs that we have coming up. Just remember that on September 2nd, we are closed on Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
One of the brand new things, and when I say brand new, I mean brand spanking new things that I learned this week, is that we now have Wi-Fi printing available
oh, wow.
at the library.
Okay.
We're really moving up.
Okay.
We're moving up. You can print from your laptop, tablet, or phone, and what you have to do, I guess, is download the Smart Alec, and it's A-L-E-C,
okay.
Smart Alec app, and if you're at home, you'll download it on your tablet or your laptop, or even your phone, and you can print from home to the library, and then when you get to the library, you would have to release it to print.
Okay.
So, what does that mean? That means that you still have to pay 10 cents.
Okay, that was my
copy.
Next question.
Yes.
How do you pay for
it's
that?
It's not
yes.
going to just print. It's going to stay in your queue
okay.
for, I think they said it was like 7 days.
Okay.
So you don't have to, you know, run from your home and go, oh, I got to go to the library and, right. and pick up my sheet. It's not going to print until you get there and then you release it from your print queue. And then, of course, pay your 10 cents or whatever it is for the copies. But it's easier than going, oh, I got a thumb drive, I got to go to the library, I got to plug it into the computer, and I got to
sure.
print it out and all of that. It gives you the opportunity to print from home without having to worry. So that's something brand new.
Okay, so that's available right now.
It is.
And what's the name of that? Smart Alec?
Smart Alec.
Okay.
S-M-A-R-T. And an A L E C. It's all one word, I think. That is something brand new. We just got it downloaded, and I guess they had to upgrade the printer to be able to accept this and all of that. So they were telling me about it last week, and I'm like, well, let's put it in the newsletter. You know me. I forgot to tell you about story times. We do have story times every week at the library, but I would preface that by saying go to our website, marionlibrary.org, and check out all of the dates, because we do have breaks that are scheduled. And on a regular basis, you know, we do that on a regular basis. Baby time is on Mondays, and it is for ages 0 to 2. That is 9:30 and 10:30. Toddler time is for ages 2 to 3, and that's on Tuesdays from at 9:30 and 10:30. And then family times is on Thursday, all ages Thursdays at 6:30. So you mix the story times with the music times, and we've got a lot of times when your kids could be engaged either through reading or through music, because each kid has their own way of being engaged, being tempted to, you know, do what makes them feel good. And listen to, you know, stories and all that good stuff. One of the best known secrets, or best little known secrets in our library, is probably the book market. We have a book store. We have a book market, little shop in the library. And it is put there. It is opened on a regular basis by the volunteers of the Bookmarks group.
Okay.
Bookmarks are our friends of the Marion Public Library. It's a friends group. They are diligently trying to keep the book market open on Tuesdays and Thursdays and the first Saturday of the month. In months, weeks past, years past, it's been open, but it's been sporadic, and it's been whenever we can get a volunteer to do it. So we've diligently tried to say, okay, on Tuesday and Thursday, there will be some kind of open hours. And then, of course, we get volunteers to sign up for those specific times and days. And even this past month in August, we had it open from 10 o'clock. At one point, we had it open from 10 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. So that was good. We found volunteers to fill three of the shifts. So definitely go on the Bookmarks Facebook page if you're on Facebook. If not, go to their website. Their website is marionohbookmarks.org. And I've been trying to make sure that I get the days that the book market will be open on their website and on their Facebook page.
Okay.
It gives you an opportunity to visit the little shop. It has all sorts of used books that are gently, and when I say gently, some of these look like they just came from the bookstore and were donated.
Right.
So probably one person has read it, and then they donate the books. That's where we get a lot of the inventory from it, is from all of the books and things that have been donated. There is some other items in there, let's say book-themed socks or some candles that are book-themed, you know, that type of stuff. But if you're looking for some really good, slightly used books, the book market is the place to come. And right now, you can check out their website, marionohbookmarks.org, and check out the times. But they are diligently trying to be open at some point on a Tuesday and Thursday and the first Saturday, whether it is 10 to 1 or 1 to 4 or 4 to 7. Check them out. The book market.
And proceeds from that help.
Yes, the proceeds from that, it is a friends group, so the proceeds come back to the library. And, of course, they have a big fundraiser every year. So they do the book sale every year, but they also have another huge fundraiser. And this year it will be Friday, October 25th, and it will be speaking volumes with New York Times bestselling author John Scalzi. He is a science fiction writer, and he will be coming to the Marion Public Library. He will be doing mingling and then doing a program and then a book signing. So tickets will be available for the general public about September 15th.
Okay.
If you are a Bookmarks member, they will go on sale to you September
1. Oh.
So that's one of the advantages of being a Bookmarks member. And if you want to become a Bookmarks member, you can go to their website. It is MarionOH Bookmarks.org. And you can even pay for it online in that case. But on Friday, October 25th at 6 o'clock, John Scalzi will be mingling at the library. Last year we had a great author, Paula McLean, and she was just phenomenal. She was, she was working the crowd, let's say. Having a little bit of a drink and some hors d'oeuvres and working the crowd, just mingling and talking. So when is the next opportunity you'd be able to get to talk with a New York bestselling author?
Well, sure.
And have a great time in Marion, Ohio at the library.
Do you have the price of the tickets yet?
The price of the tickets. The mingle is $30. We've actually lowered the price of the program itself, just the program, listening to the author, and then mm-hmm. the book signing afterward, is $30. The mingle, which starts at 6, and the program, and then the book signing, is $75. So it's a fundraiser. You have to remember that. And so we wanted people to, if they really wanted to rub elbows with the author, they could do that. But we also wanted it to be reasonable enough that if you just wanted to listen to his program, that's $30. So, again, Friday, October 25th, 6 o'clock is the mingle, and 7 o'clock is the program. For the mingle and program, it's $75. For just the program, it's $30. Tickets to general public will go on sale about September 15th. If you are a Bookmarks member, you can get your tickets September 1st.
Okay.
We think the $75 ones are going to go pretty quick. And, the library is pretty big, so we can accommodate a number of people. We do like to say that we did get some sponsors for this program. Merrill, a Bank of America company with Kit Fogel, Senior Vice President, is one of our major sponsors. With Ohio Health, Stifel, and Sakamura being minor sponsors. So we can't do this type of stuff without community support. Your support is definitely needed, but we do like to have corporate support too, because that only makes it a better program. So for all of the stuff that I talked about today, don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter. And then, of course, go to marionlibrary.org and check out all of the programs that we have coming up. Because we'd love to see you at the library, one of our favorite places in the whole community.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. So many great programs going on, and including children, trying to get families to come in together. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Exactly.
And you can still check out books, too.
Yes. On a regular basis.
On a regular basis. Well, Diane, it's been good having you here again. We appreciate all the information that you've shared with us. And you can listen to this on the archives at wwgh.com. Look under Mike Wilson.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention.